You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Who are Asians supporting Tino Rangatiratanga?
So we are a group made out of people who are of Asian descent who got together a few years ago because we were all interested in questions around justice and indigenous sovereignty, and as people who were living in Aotearoa and felt that they had a responsibility to learn about the history of this place and just be a bit more educated. So it was people who were politically active in different areas. And in 2016, a group went up to Waitangi and they had a banner, and that's kind of been the starting point of this particular name, even though different individuals have been doing political work and activism for much longer than that, actually some people for a number of decades. But the group with the name Asian Supporting Tinarangatiratanga has been kind of around for 6 years, and we do mainly anti-racism work that's treaty-based. So we do educational workshops, titiriti workshops for communities that are part of the Asian community. So we kind of teach our own communities. Our group is made out of people who are from various different places in the continent of Asia. So we just try to teach our own communities about the titiriti and colonization and the history of this place. We also are a group that brings together people of Asian descent who are politically interested and want to learn more and want to connect to other Asians. And then we also tautoko any indigenous struggle that, you know, needs anything. So it's basically we're a support group. So we support movements that are happening, but we don't necessarily, we're just a support group. So we educate, we are a connecting network, and then we support other political movements when needed.
For your group, what does holding a banner on Waitangi Day on the treaty grounds showing support for Tangata Whenua symbolise?
I think there's probably multiple aspects of it. One of it is just being visible and showing up and demonstrating that Tawiwi communities, so Asian Tawiwi communities, are also invested and connected and show solidarity with Tangata Whenua. It's really important for other Tawiwi Asian communities to see. It's a way of, I guess, raising awareness in some ways just with our presence, but most importantly is actually showing up, so being actually committed and not just showing lip service. So we always have a small or larger contingent of people going up on Waitangi Day. It's not always possible for everybody to be present because, of course, it's not necessarily accessible for everybody to go. There's costs involved, etc. But there's always a number of us who go and just show up and show our support. Yeah.
There's probably a large number of people who think perhaps Māori and Asian communities don't have a lot in common, but of course we know that racism is an issue that impacts all of our livelihoods.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely something communities or minority communities in this country share with Māori communities. But I think there's also ways in which I think sometimes the power structures operate by dividing and ruling. So there's often this notion that, oh, of course, like Asian immigration is the real problem, and kind of like pitting us against each other. And that's also one of the ways in which we say, actually, no, we're all invested in this fight against racism overall, but we're also actually very committed to actually acknowledging that we are on Indigenous land, that we also have a responsibility and we're complicit in some of these questions that affect Māori as a collective, and that we have a responsibility to act and be responsible. So I think it's about forging connections based on shared experiences that we have, but also a connection where we actually own up to our own responsibilities and our own complicity in the system, and how that might actually contribute to further marginalised Tangata Whenua. So I think there's two aspects to it. One is internal and acknowledging and taking on responsibility, and the other one is forging our connections. And some of these connections are actually historic. It's not new that Asian communities have a relationship with Tangata Whenua. It's actually histories of those connections as well, and making those visible as well to ourselves and to other people in this country.
And living in a time where we have mass multiculturalism in our communities and at the same time rising awareness of systemic racism, but also not much change, how important is it for groups to get together and show solidarity for one another?
I think it's absolutely crucial. I think it's really important for us to remember that, yes, we are multicultural in the sense that this country has people from different cultures, but this country is inherently a bicultural nation, which I think we need to also acknowledge that biculturalism doesn't mean Maori and Pākehā. I think biculturalism refers to Maori and this other group. So basically Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people. And we have to sort out what this has to look like. And building solidarity, particularly in times where we're now returning to talk about questions of systemic racism, is really important because it actually helps us imagine alternative futures and futures in which we can work towards justice and where we can acknowledge the historical harm and the ongoing harm that Indigenous communities experience here, but actually also around the globe.
What kind of alternative future would be ideal, do you think?
I think that's definitely a collective dream. It shouldn't be up to one person, but I think I would like to see a future in which we can actually talk about the return of land and resources, in which we can live in a way that doesn't necessarily just run on extractivism and more perpetual growth, but one where we look after the well-being of people and we look after the well-being of our natural resources so that we can actually live in a more harmonious way with each other, but also with the natural space that we exist in. And I actually think we can learn so much from Māori and we can learn so much from other Indigenous communities when it comes to those ways of living different lives.
And where can listeners contact Asian Supporting Tino Rangatiratanga?
So yes, we have a Facebook group, so people can find us on Facebook. They can find out about our workshops on the Facebook page. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. And we advertise our treaty workshops on those channels, and they're open to anybody of Asian descent. And if people want to get in touch with us for other questions, they can. And sometimes we host social events, and they can also find some of our resources on those channels. And hopefully soon we'll have a website that will have a little bit more information about our background and what we do.
That was Mardis Azamandi from Asian Supporting Tino Rangatiratanga. Mardis also recommended two resources that give further and more detailed information into the history of Māori and Asian relations, the first being a novel called Jai Te Taniwha by Jenny Boljan Lee, which looks at Aotearoa's Māori Chinese communities. The second resource is an article named Stories of Māori and Chinese Solidarity by Dr. Moana Jackson, which can be found on tetangiateruru.com.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.